It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to More Garbage.
Yo.
Why is the sky blue?
Why is water wet? Why did Judas grab the Romans while Jesus slept?
Oh, damn, you sold my life. What's up, everybody? More Garbage Podcast. Vandal in the building with a muted mic. Fubzilla, El Draco, T.R.A.C. And yours truly, DJ JoJo. What's up, everybody, man? Look, I was concerned about you guys, man. I really was. I know I didn't put the calls out there like that, but I really was concerned.
He was waiting for the pitch, and he was like, oh man, I should call those dudes in New York.
I actually did have one of those scenarios. I was at batting practice today, right? You know, getting ready for the playoffs and stuff, right? So taking some swings, and I said, man, fuck, Serge lives right by the water. I was really worried about, like, because you live the closest to, like, a big body of water than any of us. Like, you know, my mother's
out for new buildings.
He lives in a flood zone. One second.
Thank God for new buildings.
Don't get it twisted. Everybody that lives in New York City lives near the water.
Lives near the water.
Like, everybody does.
But, yeah, but like,
he literally lives in a flood zone.
Yeah. Like, when you're like 30 feet, you're probably 50 feet from a big ass body of water, right?
And you're probably under sea level. What's your sea level?
Well, there's a lot across the street. There's a MTA lot. And great. Now everyone knows where
large unnecessary buildings must have.
But
the water is absurdly close, like in that area, like
absurdly close is pretty.
You can swim in it.
It was pretty wild. I know a lot of people definitely had it even worse than we did.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm grateful that, you know, we didn't lose electricity. We didn't lose any life.
Okay.
We didn't have to move.
Right. People got evacuated.
But for us, it was not what you would expect. Nothing came in the front door, really.
Really? Where did it come from?
The toilet
came from
the
toilet.
Shower drain.
Okay, so
the
shower
drain erupted.
We had the same problem. My family building. We had it from our our third basement. Yeah, we had that.
Wow.
We had some of that.
It was
literally like that.
Levels rising. Yeah, it was shooting out.
Let's talk about the storm
surge.
And
the toilet was just, and then when we put towels on the shower drain and Anna stood on the towels, the water just fucking burst through the wall.
Wow.
Like full velocity.
Let's talk about it. We got
wild.
We got 3 inches of rain in an hour
Four inches in an hour, yep.
And then 7 within 3 hours.
Yeah. The most like, New York had this, since a couple months ago.
I had buckets out. I had dripping from two of my from the ceiling here in my house.
Oh, you were dripping in the ceiling?
Oh yeah, we've had like some ceiling shit nonstop for a while now, but it got inundated. Like brand new fixture I put up, I just painted, shit's leaking. I had to have buckets out collecting shit, and the basement here flooded, and so we had no hot water until like an hour ago, because the pilot light went out.
Really?
Electric. Yeah, we just got hot water.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, for some reason, I kind of just assumed you were. You know what? I should have asked more people if they were okay.
Well, the thing is, this is that if you live on a ground floor or you live in a small building, like you live in a private home, you're going to be affected. You live in one of those bigger co-op buildings and you're above the ground floor, you don't even know what's happening. You have no idea.
Other than the water maybe going out or something.
My brother. Okay,
he's got a house now.
They got a new house in Jersey.
Right.
They had a baby born last week, and they were just allowed to bring the baby home on Wednesday evening.
Right.
So they came home with the new baby to the new house, and the entire lower level the entire first floor, totally flooded.
Oh,
and
man.
Luckily, their new neighbors knew that there was a new baby coming to the new house, and they rushed over to see if he needed help, which they had nothing. They didn't have any wet vac. They didn't have any. They never had a house before.
Right.
Yeah, I understand. They weren't ready.
Their first house also.
Oh, wait a second. Moreover, did they have insurance?
Well, I mean, one second, very interesting right now.
Insurance for floods is not always available if you're not in a flood zone. You cannot buy flood insurance if you're not in a flood zone. Well, so New York City, Manhattan is not a flood zone. You cannot buy flood insurance in Manhattan. This is the first flash flood they ever called, emergency-wise.
Emergency flash flood in Manhattan.
In New York. Well, we get them in Queens, but not in Manhattan.
Well, it might be part of your policy. Like, I know this because I was also a flood victim. We had one of the largest floods.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, here in Austria. Right here in this garage.
Yep.
In this garage, I had 3.5 feet of water. So if you can imagine,
big ass garage.
That door behind you is about 12 feet high, right?
I
had 3.5 feet of water, and there's still a line in my garage where the water was. Yeah. It rushed in that much. You had to take a boat. We got evacuated. We got forced out of here by the police because we had the garage door open. It was summertime. The garage door was open, and we were bringing some of my DJ stuff upstairs, right? And we had my records and my vinyl and stuff like that. So we were bringing it upstairs, and they were like, yo, you guys got to go. We were like, yo, we live here. They were like, we know. You got about 20 minutes before the water gets here, right? So you got about 10 minutes to get whatever you're getting upstairs, and you guys got to get the fuck off this road right now. You got to leave your home right now. We had to leave some of the pets here. We had to leave some of the turtles here, right? Because the turtles could survive for a while. Took the birds down the road. Like we really had a lot of stuff. Now, anyway, what I was getting at was our insurance policy was renter's insurance, where our insurance agent, when we moved here, basically just changed our address and didn't adjust the policy for where we live because
that's different.
I live about half a mile from the largest river in Europe.
Yep, the Danube.
Right, the Danube River. And then right next to that is a little creek, supposed to be a flood safety measure. It's a creek.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And the creek can get up to, it can get up to 7 feet pretty high deep, and about 15 feet across. Yeah, exactly. 7 feet high, 15 feet across, right? Now that filled up to the point where the street had 3 feet of water on it.
That's crazy.
So it was absurdly crazy. Now, getting back to the policy side, when we called the insurance company said, oh, with your address, there is no flood. There's no flood coverage unless you paid extra. We were like, no. You need to look at our contract. And inside the policy, because we lived in Vienna before that, the policy had flood coverage already, and they had only changed the address of where we lived, had to honor our insurance policy.
Well, we got
$4,000.
I'm just saying, when they do like more or less like house insurance, not necessarily renter's insurance,
right? Like homeowner's insurance
in like, I'm sure out in like certain parts of Brooklyn, of course there's flood insurance because it floods, you know what I mean? Like,
right. If you live in Sheepshead Bay, you live in Manhattan Beach,
shit, like
Coney Island,
but
Breezy Point will flood. God, I wonder what happened to Breezy Point.
It's probably gone.
Right. Seriously, Breezy Point and Broad Channel. Like Broad Channel basically is underwater. Sitting.
Yeah,
Broad Channel is sitting under sea level already.
Yeah,
right? Nobody should be living there. Channel. That's one of those parts in New York that
People died in Woodside. You know those little apartments in Queens? They're like basement apartments that are kind of illegal, kind of not. Like you walk down little stairs and it's like a
friend
family,
of mine lived in one of those.
A young family with a young baby all died.
Couldn't get out in time. I guess they're going to start bringing that to alarm again about the illegal basement apartments now.
No, what they're doing is they are, but they're doing like emergency vouchers because it's so hard to get apartments. Like, it's part of the ecosystem. And they recognize that you can't just like, if you're living in one of those apartments, it's not like you're like, of course I want to live in one of these apartments right now. No. I can't afford anything else. This is where I can afford to live, right?
That's an apartment you give your kid as he's growing up.
I'm just saying that's the reality of those apartments. Like, and let's not judge because I'm sure there's somebody I know people that have loved those apartments. I knew.
Oh, dude, please,
I'm not even. But in general, if you have like, if you're trying to get out of that situation, long and short, like. So, like, they addressing the situation of have they addressed them as illegal. Now what they're trying to do is get people out of them at the same time, give them some sort of emergency vouchers to get some sort of housing. I have no idea. It sounds half-baked by de Blasio, to be honest. Right. But, like, they have to address it because people died because they couldn't get out.
Right.
They were trapped in water flow from both sides.
Some people woke up and was like, why is my whole place filled? Why is everything destroyed in my house?
But what's to come? Like it's not like people are like, oh, well, how's New York today? I'm like, it's still New York. Like, we're not like Atlantis, you know, like that's the way
Atlantis.
We got a lot of water fast. So that's
I don't know what was kind of devastating to me, and I don't know if you can pull some of this video footage up, Vandal, but some of the
subways.
Some of the subway stuff was terrifying for me, right? Like, I mean, I got to think about this because honestly, right behind my place, we have a rail line and you have 12,000 volts, or is it 12,000 watts? Either way, it's a lot of electricity, right? And somebody got electrocuted back there behind my place, cutting down branches. Now, imagine the amount of electricity that's running in those third rails. And when that water comes up and that electricity is live, that water is going to pop everybody, right?
You're kidding yourself.
It'll chase you out before it happens.
No.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They cut that shit as fast as you've ever seen anything cut. Like,
now imagine.
The MTA doesn't fuck around. That's real.
Now imagine you're stuck in a tunnel when they shut off the power for that section.
That happened the other night. And here's the reality. Like,
that's pretty bad.
Flooding gets bad, and you see the shit on we see the same images of the craziest images out of context. There wasn't enough water, let's be real, that the whole system was flooded. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying is that, like, there are people that had to get out of the train the other day because they had to shut the power down because of that. Right. In certain places, there was fires and shit, and they got to shut the power down. And so, yeah, they had to walk, but it's not like they were like, oh, is this going to be like daylight? Where's Sylvester Stallone? Like, no, like,
well, let me tell you something. If it would have continued,
yes, it would have been dangerous
for 2 hours instead of 1 hour.
I think it was going to continue until like 9 in the morning, right?
Chaos. I mean, absolute chaos.
Like, it was still raining hard after that hour. Like, real hard, but that peak point, the apex of that storm, when it
8:30 to 9:30,
it was just mind blown. Now, luckily, this is not our first flood. We've had to deal with a number of them over the years. There was Sandy when we didn't flood, but we had.
Did you have the best flood? Did you have the vest that you pull and it inflates?
What? What is he?
He's running around like Hasselhoff with the red thing.
Floaty, like Odie on his birthday at Concrete Jungle.
Guys, get your bags.
No. We didn't, but
life raft.
Luckily, we had a wet vac, right? So we were able to start attacking the water flowing in immediately. And you know, then I'm trying to drag this full wet vac from the
outside to the rain
near the bathroom
where there's like
first of all, I had to get around all the shit in the apartment and get to the thing and then be dumping it out. And even though there's an incline on the subway, I'm spilling it out and it's coming back in. It was crazy. I mean, it was like defying the laws of gravity.
Yo, that storm. when it came in, physics. it made the Mississippi River flow the other direction. Do you know that?
Yep.
Wow.
It literally, for a bit of time, turned the fucking Mississippi around down south when it hit. That's how powerful it was. And let's be real, that shit destroyed Louisiana and within land continued and got so strong up in Pennsylvania that by the time it hit us, it was a more powerful storm, not a hurricane, but like a rainstorm. It's supposed to be
some sort of post.
Not only that, it spawned off six or seven tornadoes in regions that normally never, ever, ever see a tornado.
We had a tornado.
They haven't seen a tornado in 100 years.
We had a tornado watch right here in Queens.
How many times did your phone go off around this whole situation? Like, it was going off every 5 seconds. We were watching things, and the weather guy was on TV like 5-6 times. I'm like, yo, this is serious. What's going on?
Yeah, like, this is funny. During the heat of it, I was watching TV.
A warning.
And I came into my kitchen.
Shit.
And when I walked into my kitchen, I was like, oh, fuck. We have like a fucking lake in the kitchen right now coming from the ceiling.
So there are a lot of stories like that.
I was worried. Right. I was like, yo, we're about to, like, this could fall. Like, my whole shit was like.
Everyone used to rain.
But I hit the breaker.
For example, Scott was downstairs in the basement.
Yeah.
In the man cave area. And he said he was playing Civilization, actually. And he said all of a sudden he like heard something and he looked and he was like, what the fuck? And he saw water and he thought it was just like a problem with the house, like something leaked.
That's probably what happened
or something. But and all of a sudden he realized like, no, we're taking on like a lot of water.
Hey, look,
same thing happened. Who's I just gonna tell about? Well, basically a number of people, they just didn't even realize. Oh, Steven, Steve. One of my neighbors,
right?
He was, so they started flooding from the back of the apartment.
What?
And he was in the front. So he didn't notice it until it got to him.
Oh my God. Shit.
Well, look, at least in his case, he's way above. You know, I mean, and that doesn't leave you safe because once
way
it starts coming
what?
Up,
he's right next door.
No, he's on the first floor. He's
on the ground floor. I thought he was one up. Okay,
mm-hmm. Either so it came in that little door. If for him, it came in that front little door where they had a little.
It came up through the toilet, and it came through their back area. Yeah, they have that outdoor area.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I was gonna say. Once it starts coming up through the system like that, depending on how much pressure it is, it can go up a couple of floors and end up not just your floor, but the floor above and the floor above that.
Oh yeah,
right?
People were telling me on the fourth floor and third floor.
Then you had a lot of pounds of pressure going through the pipes.
It was leaking into the fourth floor. Through the fourth floor into the third floor, and actually, my second floor neighbor asked me if I had any water come in through my ceiling, because he noticed it coming down his ceiling.
But
that just means everything in the walls is wet.
Yeah, this building flooded from two directions. It came in from the back door. So the way this run of houses is made, we share a parking lot right back here. That this and every single door, boom, 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 the whole thing flooded.
Wow.
And then it came in from, just like you, from their toilet. So they were getting flooding in the house and then in the door as well. It was like a double hit.
And the worst part of it coming from your toilet is if it's coming from the sewage system and the flowers aren't going
to get to that.
We're going
to
have a lot of raw sewage coming out.
So listen, no. In the past, we had a sewage overflow.
Right. That's not what this is.
I knew almost immediately that it was not the sewage water because
it was clear.
You got that aroma.
You could smell sewage. You know when sewage is. I had a sewage
Just a burp.
It almost makes you braver to stop the water.
Right.
We had a sewage line collapse. Like not even collapse, but like back up, and we took the cap off. The sewage guy took the cap off, and a overflow of sewage came out in our basement. So I know what sewage is. What usually, and we've so basically in our building, my like my family's been in for a million years. It's like commercial. We've had
damn, that's a long time.
Yeah, a million years. We've been there since the dinosaurs.
We've had
this for years where it comes up in the toilets. From
thank because God, those didn't get wet.
Basically when they designed New York, especially New York, they didn't design it with enough overflow. They didn't
think they were like, gee, nobody's supposed to live here. Let's build it anyway. That's the American way.
Yo, yo, there's doubles and triples going on. Hold on.
That's you, not us.
Oh.
Like they didn't design it for enough overflow, for enough assholes, for enough people. Like it's just not designed for this many people.
How the fuck did that happen?
You probably were playing one of our
If you have YouTube open in another window or Facebook.
Yeah, you might have those.
We really need to work on those stickers where we all have them and you pick one up and then we go pull it and we have it. Like, let's say we pass it around.
Oh,
that's dope. That's dope.
You want to get TikTok-y with it?
Yeah.
No, like, shit.
Oh, wait, like, I can pass it to you and you can put it up in the corner. Ready?
Right. Like, oh.
Yeah, wait.
Oh, I can't reach over there. Uh-oh.
There you go. Take that.
Oh, wait.
Take it.
But I need it now, you see? Yep. I have nothing here.
All right, now put it up.
Oh! But you know, on a serious note, this leads to a whole nother topic that most people are not really really ready for, which is that sort of emergency preparedness, right? Especially in urban environments, right? When you live out here, people are already like, I got a water pump on deck, especially after what happened, right?
A sump pump?
Yeah, like just a regular, like, you know, when you get flooded, you put that pump in there and it's just,
right.
And you add it to a hose and it pumps it out somewhere else, right? Like, and that's for minor stuff. Like for a major flood, like what we had, that pump wouldn't have done a goddamn thing. You would need an industrial size pump.
Plus you have that long ass hill behind you.
Right. So, I mean, you know, but preparedness, like, you know, emergency preparedness, especially for things like floods, which most people don't expect to get flooded when they live in a high rise, right? And they live in an apartment building and they're on the third or fourth floor. They're not thinking about it, right? So
the next day I was looking at some apartment buildings that was like, just another day for everyone in that building today.
Yeah, no one knows.
Right. In some places,
power didn't go out mostly. Power did go out on like part of the city lost power.
Well, Jersey, definitely big pockets of Jersey lost power.
Right. And they had to in some cases.
We didn't have any power loss.
Thank God for that, because that would have really caused panic.
Well, in our case in New York, some of the power lines are underground, and they're not sure those areas are going to get flooded and cause like harm to someone else. They got to shut off the power in those.
Once in a while, they like to shut the grid down. Fuck with those.
So, go on.
I was going to say, just speaking on Joe about the whole thing about people not necessarily being ready.
Emergency.
I want to say, like, for us New Yorkers in general, we've been pretty sturdily prepared. We moved in snowstorms and all kinds of crazy storms prior. I'm talking about growing up. I'm not talking about
but not the last floods. 10
years. We're not ready. We have grit. We're not ready. Big difference.
No, yeah, right?
The trains were still running, I remember, when I was younger. Remember that?
Right. I'm saying.
Stay home.
We have grit.
Come out if you want to be crazy.
Like, we deal with shit. Like, we're like, yeah, whatever. We'll put our Gore-Tex suit on and go out there. Like, we're good to be on the move. But we're not good to like we have to survive and get out of the city. We're fucked. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we don't have boats and bikes and fucking ATVs and trucks. And no, we got like a fucking commuter. Like, it's going to get us so far. Like, my point is that we're not really ready and prepared theoretically for kind of apocalypse, which we've kind of been going through a little bit.
Right.
We're gritty enough to be like, we're going to figure it out right now and get it together. But we don't have that plan in play for sure.
If you have a blanket blackout in New York City, that is the absolute last place that you would want to be. I guarantee you that.
Oh, I agree with you.
Most people have absolutely no idea how to survive in an urban environment because they're dependent on everything in the environment around them. let's go to the store, let's go to Walmart, let's go here, let's go there, right? I mean, like most of that stuff. No, really, really, really. If the power goes out.
You can kind of say that for like cats in the country too, for the most. I mean, yeah, some might have a little bit, but like we've already seen like some problems and situations like that happen where there's just like, yo, there's nothing we can obviously do to, and then, and let's just, we're talking about extremities, right? We're talking about extreme cases for storms or whatever the crisis is. Mm-hmm. It's just overall, I think it's just, not only do you not expect it, so to
that's
speak.
Momentary, right?
Right, right.
Like everybody can get through momentary shit. We're a first world country. Like 2 or 3 momentary days.
Shit, surge.
You know, we can totally get through that. But like, what we're talking, like, I think what we're really talking about is like this major, like, we have to move. We have to get moving, right? Like JoJo's talking about, like, grid went down. Grid hasn't come back up. We don't know if the grid's coming back up. That kind of thing? Is that what you're talking about? Or are you talking about like a two-day blackout?
No. I'm talking about being able to be able to survive. Okay, the power went out. Okay, somebody go grab the battery powered stuff. We got cell phone on deck. We got a couple of battery cells that we've already fucking hooked up. Right.
Oh yeah. I have a setup that I have aside that's solar power panels that plug into batteries.
Right. That's what I mean. Like certain things that are going to get you by. Do you have a stock of dried food? Do you have some bean sprouts? Do you have some and I'm not talking about doomsday prepping, but I'm talking about stuff that like, okay, like in a city like New York, if there was a blanket blackout, right? 48 hours, they're going to somehow, like you can somehow say that within 48 hours, they're going to get it under control.
I get
it. Right?
I get that YouTube ad all the time. This is 3 weeks of food for blah, 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 blah. And it fits in this, blah, blah. I'm like,
yeah, but you know, you could do it with regular supermarket
we bought
stuff,
last right? year in the middle of all the madness. We bought a 5 gallon bucket of emergency rations that I just put in storage. That's literally like doomsday.
I mean, have like batteries on hand too.
I have batteries, but I have pure doomsday food. Like, God forbid we're in pure doomsday. I'm like,
what are we going to do on pure doomsday? What are you going to do on pure doomsday?
Little different.
You've never read the road, apparently.
Shit, I'm strapping up.
You strapping up?
Yes, because you're not taking mine, and if I have to, I'm taking yours.
Bubs, what are you going to do on pure doomsday, man? What's going on here?
We're going to get to safety.
You see him? Yep. We're going to get to safety. We're going to be in a big group because you ain't taking what we got.
Anna always tells me that when that day comes, I'm on my own because I need insulin.
Oh, shit.
You know what? You know, sorry, sir. You're going to slow us down.
Wait, Serge needs insulin.
We'll try to keep
CVS
you.
CVS now.
Right. Yo, we just.
Now we got to go to CVS first, and we got to go get insulin.
First
How
of
you
all,
do that? We'll go
yo,
to CVS.
I first of all, with all store.
Yeah, I know.
Serge,
but
I can use you, bro. I'm crippled, bro. You know what I mean? So yeah,
you slow us down
I'll
too, bro.
Behind. I'll hang behind.
But you know what? We'll eat both of y'all first if we run out of food. We eat both of y'all first. So don't worry. Y'all will serve a purpose.
You mean the goddamn right? thing.
definitely eat you, Trap.
Well,
I'm looking right at that shoulder. I'm gonna get that shoulder
for some reason, but yeah,
I'll be like, yo, I got track shoulder steaks. No, but for real.
But for real though,
like the first thing that people are gonna do in an urban situation is they're gonna go try to take over some of the retail places. Like Walmart is gonna be a war to try to take over that spot.
And when you capture,
a Walmart, or they do have WalMarts,
and they got crazy.
You got Walmart in Queens?
No, Walmart.
There's no Walmart in New York.
New York, super block Walmart. Fuck you, Walmart. Go get out of here.
We chased them dudes out.
Either way, you're gonna try to take over a Costco, Sam's Club, one of those places like that. CVS.
Oh, yeah, there's that new Trader Joe's over on. Yeah.
Well, white people got their block already. They got those. They
shit.
Woods of those already.
Shit, when you start flashing the weapons, they're gonna be like, here, take it.
They gonna have their weapons. They got the new faggle jangles.
Oh yeah, they gonna bring in their cousins from the hills. I got some cousins that are living in the Appalachians for.
What do you mean?
Years.
You wouldn't go get the TVs first?
Fuck no.
It's probably a TV. Hopefully,
isn't,
whatever.
Isn't that what, how they always characterize the typical looter behavior, though?
Tiptoeing like that line.
Well, like looter, but looter behavior, and
I'm going and, like, for the weapons and the food, bro.
But like traditional, like Family Guy looter behavior has nothing to do with the apocalypse, right? Like that's a different, like, you know, that's more like, you know, like we're on some Walking Dead shit kind of thing. We're in that territory, not zombie style, but like, you know, oh,
you wouldn't be that guy driving around with a pickup truck and a giant TV in the back,
nope.
Like, okay, let's check this house. Maybe they have.
I'd be with a gang of folks. Like, yo, we're taking over the supermarket and we're stretching everything here. We're taking over the supermarket. We're taking over. Actually,
the supermarket.
You know what?
You ain't taking over.
That's when war? Joe coin becomes most valuable.
Where what?
Joke coin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you got some joke coin. I got.
But here's the thing: you really need a lot of trustworthy people because you're going to be fighting wars if you plan to take. It's going to be like the Carter. Like if you're like planning to take over the supermarket, like in an apocalypse, man, are you going to be a bad motherfucker?
You're going to get lit.
Like
yo,
you know what
yo
I mean?
Folks,
like you better have
shit.
Yeah, like you're going to need goons, like an army of goons.
Yeah,
just think about that. That's the shit right there. That's your
Joe
coin as a posse for sure.
But you need those Joe coins in the apocalypse, right?
Like really, it's amazing that rock and roll will happen at like ShopRite. Like that's what we're talking about right now.
I'm
like,
saying that's where all ShopRite. The all this that's where all the wars and skirmishes will be at the drugstores. No, like, seriously.
Yeah, I'm glad we're going to see. We're going to get insulin, fool.
Yeah, at the drugstores. At the supermarkets, right? Some people might be as brazen to try to take over a whole mall, which would be kind
of
useless
of course,
if they don't have
see,
a supermarket.
Really what you
in
need
it.
If you're smart you is
you
need a strip mall.
You can take over
see,
whatever
you
want. You
need a strip mall because you can really, like, they bend, man. You can take over a strip mall. It's like good shape for that.
And it's going to be a bunch of old school dudes running the things in there. They're going to know how to put everything together. Old school heads.
So,
well, like, yeah. All the goons with the AK-47s and the fucking AR-15s will come out and they'll win. Okay. So let's just keep it 100 for a second.
Like, so I was thinking today. I was thinking today about the flooding, right? And I was thinking how it's one of those problems that many people don't want to deal with. Until they have to deal with it, kind of like a pandemic response team, right? They're kind of like, man, I don't want to put millions of dollars a year into something that might happen at some point. So I think that's the reason why a lot of our infrastructure is suffering and why a lot of. Right, exactly. And then every time an infrastructure bill comes up to be voted on, it's stuff with all types of shit that has nothing to do with infrastructure and causes a holdup and people start bargaining and they lose track of what the actual fucking bill is supposed to be about.
Meanwhile, their bridge is crumbling and their highway has potholes.
They don't, though. They don't for themselves. Let's keep it 100. They do for us, but not for themselves. All that other bullshit that goes into those bills.
No, they get all their pork in there.
Do they out here?
Which, by the way, why do they call that pork anyway? Just fat, just
it's
fatty.
Just fat. It's extra. You know, that means they eat. Somebody's eating. That's what it means.
Yeah, everybody's eating.
Yeah, could not have heard it better. Also heard that there's only one person that can save us right now, and that person is Bezos.
Obi-Wan Kenobi? Is who?
Bezos supposedly has enough money.
Oh God!
His right pocket to save climate change.
There's nothing to save.
But okay,
he's not going to do that.
Well, but no, these motherfuckers
are continuing to build property on beach lines.
On beach.
Have you seen Elysium? Right. Has anybody seen Elysium?
Yeah, it's been a minute now.
That's what Bezos is doing, just in case you were wondering.
Mm. Well, look, he's check building, this out.
He was like,
city I went in the to, sky.
The city in the sky. He's like, I got my rocket dick. I went into the atmosphere. I can build my city here now. I went there. Like, yeah, I don't it's know, possible.
But right. He's like, people say it's not space, but it's high enough.
Between
like, whatever.
Between these three assholes, fucking Elon Musk, Richard Branson, and fucking Jeff Bezos.
Man.
Listen, these assholes got no fucking right at all to talk about any fucking climate change. Well, hold on. They got no right to fucking talk about any climate change when these assholes are busy building rockets for their own fucking amusement to go into space. Like burning all that fuel don't fucking do anything, right?
But that's not the biggest burn. The biggest burn is all the packages that Amazon ships.
Yeah.
And all the commercial flights that Virgin does.
You know what? We don't care because as long as we get our device, we don't give a fuck about his carbon footprint. He can blame it on the rest of us.
Richard Branson brought us so much important music, so let's just give him his credit.
Leave Richard alone.
I'm just saying, like this man.
Go to Mars too. Don't sleep. Put,
he's a crazy man, but he gave us a lot of music that we needed.
Good luck. Fuck that.
Yo, I'm telling you, Elysium. These fools are making Elysium.
Fuck that horse-tooth ass bastard.
How often do you hear about like? The subway needs all these repairs done, but that it's impossible.
It's impossible with their billions of dollars a day.
Because
how many
they don't
people
have
ride the subway?
Money, or because they can't shut down the lines for what amount of time? And remember during COVID, everyone was like, down. Yo, man.
Dude, they have so much.
Do it now.
They have so much money that they're fucking swimming in it, and they never have any. But you remember about 10 years ago, all of a sudden they audited their books, and there's $3 billion here that we didn't account for. $3 billion? Not 3,000, right? Like, somewhere there was like some stuff being put on the side.
Yeah, I don't remember how much it was, but it was a lot.
It was an absurd amount of money where you're like, wow, fire every accountant that's been working here for the last 5 years.
We all know that local government is ripe with just crooks, man.
Oh, big time, man. If they know how to get to it, hell yeah.
Like, think about it. They're like, oh, we love that I love the city. Yeah, that's great. Here's your fucking 80 grand.
Skimming off the top,
in this wonderful city for 80 grand or whatever, you know, and they're like, yeah, I'm gonna have to, you know, be about that and start a gambling pool. What is that? Was
are
that?
You kidding me?
It's a vegan steak.
I thought it was a plate, and I was like, is that a plate?
Oh, wait,
like,
you're right, it is a vegan steak.
It is a vegan steak, yeah.
There you go, let's roll them up already.
Look at him eating that raw steak.
I love that. I love that, though.
Green pepper is like pure evil. Like, green bell pepper is like the worst thing in the world.
Oh, man, those are excellent. What's wrong with you?
That's kind of surprising to hear that.
Yo, it's like my least favorite vegetable on the planet. It's like not anything.
It's the perfect thing to stuff.
Yes. Okay, I agree with that. I'm not going to take away from that. It's a perfect
That's
thing
what
to stuff.
She
but
said.
I'd rather get a Cubano or like some other like nicer pepper, like a poblano or something like gangster.
See, poblano.
Don't nobody want
really
no fucking.
Like,
don't nobody want really your El Diablo peppers.
That's not El Diablo pepper.
El Diablo peppers. This
what kind of like
to you, Bob.
Kind of tongue do you have that that's an El Diablo pepper, a poblano? Are you not a spicy food fan?
Oh, I love spicy food.
You know,
but that's not spicy.
What an El Diablo pepper?
No.
I have a poblano in the fridge, and I have a yellow pepper in the fridge.
I got
three jalapenos that Anna's brother grew in his backyard.
And now it's time for what's in your fridge.
Come on, who got peppers? Who got peppers? You got peppers?
I got jalapenos. I got poblanos, peppers. And I got four Fresnos growing on my fire escape that I have to harvest.
Oh, that's right. Fubs is out here farming on us.
And I got tomatillos growing. Tomatillos growing, and I got a full salsa on my fire escape.
So
I have lemon tomatoes growing.
I got a question.
Lemon tomatoes.
Delicious.
Why is water wet?
Why is it so moist?
I don't know.
Why does that word make people so uncomfortable?
It didn't make me uncomfortable. It's like, I didn't know, like, at some point in the last 15 years, it became an uncomfortable word. It wasn't always, but it has. And I like moist. It because it makes people uncomfortable, moist. But when it catches you off guard, it's wild.
Ew.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. Look at track. He's feeling uncomfortable by his moist.
I don't even know what to say right now. Moist.
Yeah, my fingers are sticky. What do you mean? Why are you laughing?
You need a moist towelette.
Oh, you need a moist one?
I mean, ew, that would be helpful if it was a little moist, yeah.
Ew.
But if somebody said, do you need a baby wipe? You'd be like, yeah, I need a baby wipe.
I need a baby wipe. Yeah,
baby wipe. Oh, you got baby wipes?
Nice. I need a baby wipe, man. It's fine.
Pause. Where is the pause button?
What?
Please click the pause button.
I don't know. I think. Okay, so 3 out of 4.
Skip to minute 42.
So 3 out of 4. People in this podcast right now have had extensive use of baby wipes on actual babies.
Yes.
My question is, are you still holding baby wipes now that they're no longer babies?
There's no limit to baby wipes here.
Once you go baby wipe, you don't go back.
Well, I'm going to tell you this about a baby wipe. As a man that lived on the road for a long time, any road dog will tell you it's a utility piece.
They're useful. They got uses.
What's funny is I was on the road once in Charlotte. I was with Lamore. He was painting a mural. I was doing store runs in this new store that was opening. I had to help him paint this mural because he didn't know it was as big as it was. And the guys that owned the store were dope. And one of them was one of the first guys in Baghdad on that first run when we went to war. And he was talking to him. He was like, listen, we were out there for 7 months straight. He's like, we didn't shower. He's like, baby wipes, man. He's like, baby wipes are the best thing ever. He's like, they clean your balls. They clean your gun. He was like, baby wipes were our shower for like months and months. And I was like,
they want to know about their sandy butternuts.
But conceptually, you get what I'm saying. And I was like, yeah, we like anybody that lives on the sandy road, like butternuts. Baby wipes, man. It's the fucking universal. Shit.
For those that know it.
Oh, God.
But like people have made like. There's other companies now making like dude wipes and shit where it's like bigger wipes. They're not like baby wipes.
Dude wipes.
Pass me that moist towelette.
It's got that super moist feeling.
A rag, that moist rag.
Pass me the sack swiffer.
Jesus Christ. That's good. People like that.
Shout out to all the beach volleyball players out there.
In their crusty nuts.
Sandy butternuts.
Sandy butternuts is hard.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Ask anybody that does head first slides on loose dirt.
Jesus.
Ask a baseball player.
Somewhere deep in that, there's some sort of fetish, right?
Out of 4 or 5 studies.
So,
what did we just learn?
Okay.
Keep your ass clean.
Are baby wipes better than water? Baby wipes were found to be superior to water and cloth. 4 out of 5 published studies comparing cleaning with water and cloth to cleaning with formulated baby wipes. Baby wipes were the clear winner.
Of 40, babies, but not 40 human
surprising.
Animals.
40 surprising and unexpected ways to use baby wipes. Improve manicure and pedicure. Use baby. Oh, damn it!
You can use baby wipes for just about anything you say, huh?
use baby wipes for personal care, taking off makeup because it's gentle. Usually a lot of baby stuff is recommended because of the amount of gentle stuff it has. Like I still to this day use baby lotion when I get out of the shower. I still to this day, like I'm 40 plus years old and I still use baby lotion.
Baby oil used to get used a lot.
Because baby lotion as opposed to baby oil, right? Mm-hmm. Which baby oil is good, but
right.
wouldn't be recommended in the summer because
it's
going to help cook you, right? but baby lotion has a little balance in it because you have a certain amount of oil that your own skin secretes, right? And if you keep applying stuff that's too oily, too thick, and stuff like that, your skin won't secrete its own natural oil. Yeah, it won't secrete its own natural oils, right?
Secrete.
So using baby lotion is easier on your skin, and that's why a lot of people use baby products.
What a PSA!
I'm saying.
I'm into it.
Baby wipes for your car. Clean any bird droppage. It's happened to all of us.
I like to clean bird droppage a lot. It's a thing of mine.
Wipe your hands after fueling up after your gas station.
Check this out. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
When I highlight something, it gives me the share option on what I'm highlighting. You see that?
So you can share the baby wipes. Shit.
No, you could just share,
email it, or Facebook it, or Twitter it.
Wait, let's see how that works.
You going to Twitter?
Well, that's weird.
Baby wipes should be on the packing list. Baby wipes should be on the packing list. Look, see, it becomes
that's common sense.
The thing right here.
Then you have sand at the beach is the first thing, Joe. How do they know?
They know about salty butternuts, bro.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, every one of these things.
Baby wipes uses at the gym. I guarantee. Wipe
that. The first thing they dealt with.
Wipe your yoga mat, especially if it's a shared one from the gym.
Ew, don't nobody want to share nobody's sweat-ass fucking... You know what? That's the worst part about... any gym. I don't care what gym you're in, right? That nasty ass smell of old sweat that's in any locker room is the worst thing ever. That is one of the worst scents in the world.
The smell of funk, pure funk. You're not into that?
No, I'm talking about
funk and rubber, like rubber and funk.
Rubber, funk, and rusting ass old ass tin lockers.
We got moisture and anal surgeon on the same page.
So okay, that's just your Google algorithm. What are you looking at?
Can we talk about taking over Walmart again?
I just want to talk about the fact that someone
went to med school
and decided to become a specialist in anal surgery. Continue.
Moisture just festers and it causes a change in bacteria, which leads to irritation. If this continually happens, people can feel as if they have fissures. Oh no, fissures or hemorrhoids.
That's a buildup of irritation.
In other words, go with
that graphic. That graphic is phenomenal.
I love it. Yeah, I was just gonna say I love the page. Wow,
graphic. Good, creative.
That's in other words, go with the bidet.
I love the bidet,
and not with the baby wipes.
I just want to know though, do you think the person that shot that peach ever thought it would be used
before
it was like some stock agency shit where all of a sudden they were like, they were like, hey, so and so, you know that peach you shot? They're using it to talk about
maybe by now that person is like, yeah, man, it's really weird. Like more people use it for porn than anything else. so they just shoot like fruit
he's got the,
in odd he's ways
got,
now.
He's got the perfect butt peach.
Just all I do is shoot what I do. What do you do for a living? I just shoot peaches.
I shoot wet
peaches. I shoot peaches that are in the shapes of butts specifically. Right?
I look for perfect peaches.
He rejects peaches.
Speaking of rejection, both. Oh, no rejection here as Bitcoin crosses the 50K line.
Where's the nobody 6th? Cares? Where are we at?
50K. Okay.
So I think you're gonna miss your all-time high in 3 days.
Oh wait. Yeah. What did I say? January. All-time 6th? High.
September 6th.
September. Yeah. Why did I say January? September 6th.
Mm. 3 days from now.
Well, you know what? They do say that there's like no resistance between 50 and 60K.
Yeah, but you're talking about 70, 67, right?
So,
man, don't nobody care.
So, yeah, I'm talking 64 would be the all-time high.
Surge called the all-time high was coming. Yeah, everybody's
accidentally called it.
Being stoned and just having a
this purple line,
yeah,
is 60. This is the all-time high at the top, and this is where we are right now. So, for my accidental prediction to become true, we have to go right here to September 6th. Boom! So that means one of these would have to go like this. You see this? It would have to mirror that movement like tomorrow or in the next 3 days. Now, what do you think? How likely is that?
Yeah, I don't know. The reason why I don't care is because I can't cash in on it.
I mean, that would be a ridiculous movement right there.
I don't think there's a chance in hell we're gonna hit the all time high of the 6th, but it might be the 7th or the 8th. I think that like
these green candles
You think people are really worried about crypto when their fucking basement is flooded?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're like, I totally could pay the.
You know what's plumber. Fucked though?
I totally could pay the plumber for crypto.
You're fighting Labor Day. You're fighting Labor Day in your greatest day ever. So either people are going to trade a lot or it's going to slow. Right?
I don't know. I think whoever's in is not pulling out right now.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying for it to
grow.
That's
what she said.
You need people to adopt right now, right? We need a lot of people to adopt.
And remember that list we looked at?
But the question is, will Labor Day long weekend slow it any at all for America?
I saw the other day that there was a settlement with Apple and app developers, and that Apple would now allow them to use other payment processors other than Apple Pay.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
Because it's pretty much been like a monopoly on that, right? Just like with Google, with Androids, you just pay with Google Pay, I believe, right?
Yep.
There you go. So now it basically allows for the app developer to, you know, choose what other payments they can have available. And that opens the door for other payment systems like digital currency. Think about it, punk motherfucker. No.
You try to pay me in some digital shit, I'm going to tell you to get the fuck out of my store.
You
ain't got no cash? All right, get out.
So, nobody why got is cash, water wet? We got about 3 more minutes to decide why water is wet. On this Friday Night Compost with DJ Jojo, Trackola,
yes,
and Fubzilla.
Okay.
Well, I think that the West Coast has fire and dryness, and we have water and flooding.
Why is water wet?
The question is, how do we fix it?
Screen, my bad.
How do we fix it, and are we willing to stay long term?
How do we fix it?
How do we fix water?
How do we prepare for it? We can't fix the shit, but can we prepare for it? Okay.
Or we could just look at this cool piece of crypto art. Yeah. Look at that.
3 minutes in crypto land with Serge. What
I'm
is
enjoying
this?
It. So help they made four pieces of NFT art, right? That
yo, I mean, shows I was watching that... JoJo last time spoke about NFTs dying. Yo,
this is awesome. Just for the record,
isn't it cool? It's so cool.
Not really.
Yeah, I'm not mad at the concept. I don't like the art. That's all.
It'll be great once I can figure out how to skate.
The art
the
makes
bag.
Me sleepy. So you gotta learn. You gotta get into it. It's a GIF, the bag. Right? Dream.
It's yeah. GIF art, and they're four pieces, and each of the frames in that GIF. I think they say it comes out to like 30 something frames. Each one of those is available for like downloading and printing.
Oh, wait. Take a screenshot of my newest installation.
Who's that? Your newest installation?
Yeah, my new shit is crumpled paper.
Is that your new
man,
NFT?
Give him a sticker, man. Give him a sticker.
Yeah, let me get that.
Grumpy Crumples.
Grumpy Crumple Steel Skin.
Yep, pick yourself up a Grumpy Crumple.
Wait, I got that right here.
I'll crumple some.
It's crazy. How'd you do that?
Oh, yeah, look at that. The Grumpy Crumple turned into a dollar, man. Like dollar in the dream. Let's go. Skate with the bag.
Man's is on
straight, straight from Skate with the Bag art. Straight from Skate.
There's two of them now.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. One more. One more.
Here we go.
I got a new one. Oh, and buy now, and you can get this extra edition, right? Crumpled up toilet paper with the flare. This one I call Cloud 9.
Wait, sprinkle some water on it, and it becomes baby wipes.
Okay. Right, that's right.
Bend over, show your granny mouth.
So now you got two pieces available from your man. You got toilet paper flare from Grumpy Crumples.
Yeah, we're
don't forget to buy yourself right a grump. Buy yourself a Grumpy Crumple. Right, Grumpy these are Grumpy. Authentic. These are handmade. Caught it. Right, you want to make money? You could sell this for another $1 million, right? Just give me $100,000 at first. You know what? Matter of fact, I'm willing to drop it down for anybody that's willing to buy this as an NFT right away and split it with my man Serge. I will sell it for $10,000, and you can keep the Grumpy Crumple. I'll that's even
ten,
send you
10,000 Ether, clocking in at about $3,900 a piece.
Okay, yeah, that we'll do that. We'll take that too, right? So whatever you want to send to us, we are gonna make Grumpy Crumple special cards. And like I said, you'll even get not fuck the token. You're gonna get the actual Grumpy Crumple, right? With a special audio insult that I'll send to you that I'll do personally. I will be more than glad to give you the insult. Don't forget, Skate with the Bag art for those NFTs, all right? Skate with the Bag arts. Grumpy Crumples. Get you one. Motherfucker.
Grumpy Crumple.
Is that it? That's all?
That's it. That's all for the More Garbage Podcast. On behalf of Grumpy Crumples, DJ Vandal above me, the guy over there, Fubzilla, who turns dollars into 15 cents. And my man, El Tracomundo. That's it. That's all. We out of here. Peace.
Shout out, Scotty Butternuts.
Butternuts.
Way too much.
Y'all stupid, bro. Y'all stupid.